Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh yeah, it's a great day to hunker down and surround ourselves with great music. Musings, too. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, we think together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another week in the rear view, and boy, we're in the big chill in more ways than one, aren't we? Especially here in the Northeast. So buckle up, kids, and we'll get talking. And great tributes, too. Birthdays and hot topics. From the real meaning from the Martin Luther King holiday this year as voting rights are in the crosshairs. Hypocrisy, too. And what about this buzz about a Hillary Clinton 2024 comeback? Is it for real, and do you want to see that again? We'll talk all about that. Love to get you in the mix, too. You're listening live. It is Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. out west, high noon central, and 1 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box, available for those taking along for the live Saturday ride. And, yeah, we have Twitter, of course, is 24/7 at AB Writes. The Ever Ready, Sweater Clad TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, are helming it for us. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites. Please do so safely. The universe still runs in Dunkin'. Also by Old Navy. Time to bundle up for great styles and savings at Old Navy. And PopNet, too. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. Well, a couple of lively rounds this week, which enables us to kick back a bit and share some great music, even if we are experiencing a freeze-out of sorts. Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Seem like the whole world walks just like the music fans. Gotta take chances. Go ahead, just do it. And trust yourself. There's a soul in the city watching over us tonight. There's a soul in the city saying everything's gonna be alright. So bring over from your old Motown records. We'll put the speakers in the window and we'll go on the roof and listen to the miracles echo through the alley down below. Oh yeah. They wish us luck, but they think we're just dreaming. Let's prove them wrong, baby. Cause you know what luck is. Luck is believing you're lucky. That's all. And showing just a little bit of faith. There's a soul in the city watching over us, I swear.
running with those shadows of the night. Pat Benatar on the Amy Beth Dorkowitz Show, a belated happy birthday wish to her, celebrating 69 rock and roll candles on her cake on January 10th. And maybe a belated birthday gift would be induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Boy, we put that out over social media, and a lot of folks are miffed that this original 80s rocker chick is now already in the Hall of Fame. Politics, politics, politics. I have a feeling she'll make it. Fan votes do matter. She was on the ballot, I think, for the fan vote last time. I'm surprised she didn't make it. Vote, vote, vote. That one, a wink and a nod to Wendy. Some kind words in the PopNet chat box. Thank you so much, my dear. Love to chat with you guys in real time, as you know. Also, speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and birthdays, Rod Stewart celebrating his 77th birthday on January 10th. He is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think, twice, as a solo act and as part of the Faces. So not fair. We got to get Pat in there, right? It doesn't matter, but it kind of does. And a couple of songs with Clarence Clemons' saxophone underpinning it. Ronnie Spector doing Say Goodbye to Hollywood. Sadly, we lost Ronnie this past week at the age of 78, but what a light she was. Of course, groundbreaking as part of the Ronettes, the groundbreaking girl group in the 60s and went on solo career, etc. And that one, a collaboration with the E Street Band. And speaking of the E Street Band, Bruce Springsteen celebrating 10th Avenue freeze-out when the big band, Clarence Clemons, joined the band. Clarence Clemons would have celebrated his 80th birthday on January 11th. The music lives on, reverberating throughout the universe indeed. It is the Amy Beth Dorkowitz Show. Weigh in anything, everything on your mind by all means. Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505 should you find yourself stumbling in, chattering and chilly, in the Northeast anyway, on this January 15th show. Also, the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available for all the live riders. So have at us whatever way works for you. Voting rights in the crosshairs. Today is officially Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. He would have been 93 had he lived. We celebrate the official holiday on Monday. And voting rights are in the crosshairs because are we going to shore up voting rights or not? It doesn't seem like it's going to be an easy task in the Senate with the whole filibuster conundrum with Manchin and Sinema, etc. But wait, and you'll see the hypocrisy from the Republicans when they start putting out pictures of Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday along with quotes that he said and how they respect him and all this business. Kristen Sinema, in fact, got on the Senate floor and talked about Martin Luther King being her hero. Well, great way to show it. We've got to carve out some voting rights, and we got to work on it soon. But the thing that bugged me this week was how many potshot Democrats and activist groups were taking against poor Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden made this speech Tuesday in Georgia about voting rights, and some folks sat it out, including Stacey Abrams. I think it was a bad move. They're protesting Joe Biden as if he can wave a magic wand and make it happen in the Senate. He can't. He just can't. He doesn't have the votes. He has a very slim majority. The objective here is we have to elect more Democrats, not less. But can we elect anybody fairly is going to be the question, because look around. Sinema and Manchin keep talking about bipartisan support and how you have to have a filibuster to guarantee it, blah, 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 if you know what I mean. Meanwhile, while they're doing that, in plain sight, the coup is happening because they are installing Trump stooges throughout various positions in myriad red states, and they're changing the laws to make it harder, not just to vote, which is bad enough. They've been doing that for decades, way before Trump showed up. But they're now going to subvert the vote and not even count it. And that happens to be going on the autocratic highway. We're headed towards like an Orbanian, Orban, the guy in Hungary. They were a dictatorship, became a democracy, and now they're headed back. They call themselves a democracy, the quasi-democracy, with a very small d and very, very invisible ink. So that really it's an autocratic setup. And this is what Steve Bannon, who's trying to orchestrate this, is all about. It's all about having an apartheid-type government in a country that is becoming more and more diverse in terms of population, but not in terms of who governs. And this is a problem, and this is something we harp on this. I harp on it every show. I'm going to keep harping on it because it's important, and the urgency seems to elude a lot of the Democrats and the activists. And why people are so ticked off with Joe Biden, I don't understand. They keep saying he's not delivering on his agenda. The man is trying to deliver on the agenda, but he needs some help in the Congress, and he's not getting it. Now, my point, what I said last week, was he's got to go after some Republicans. I mean, why are you letting him off the hook? He did say in his speech there are Republicans, many of whom are still in the Senate, who used to always vote for voting rights. But because they're lockstep with McConnell's agenda, and McConnell is lockstep, although there's some, I guess, division between him and Trump, but they go along with Trump's plan to erode rights. And they don't mind doing that. And that's the bottom line. Everybody blames Trump as a boogeyman, a bad guy, an evil guy. He is all of those things, corrupt, criminal, all of it. But he would be expunged from the Republican Party and expunged from the government had they convicted him in the second impeachment. Remember, he was impeached twice. They had a chance to do it. They didn't. And now they're still kneeling to him, if you know what I mean, despite all the investigations and all the charges that may be forthcoming. And by the way, where are they? That's all other thing. All right, I have a very interesting tweet that I saw today, and this is exactly what I've been saying. Irish Girly says, Biden is going about this all wrong. Stop rolling out the red carpet for Manchin and Sinema. Invite Collins, Murkowski, and the two senators retiring, Portman and Toomey, to the White House. Put pressure on those Republicans to flip. Exactly what I've been saying. Put pressure on the quote-unquote reasonable Republicans. Get these people to stand up for something for a change. And by the way, if you live in any of those states, if you're living in a red state, if you live with some vestige of red people in the, red Republican senators in Maine, in Alaska, in Pennsylvania. I mean, call these people up. Call these people up and out. Ohio, Portman is in Ohio. These are states that are kind of swing states. They can go either way. The electorate has got to put some pressure on these people. All of these people, whether they're retiring or not, have big terms. They're all pushing or over 70. They're older people. They have a lot of money. What is the worst that can happen? Vote for your conscience, Susan Collins. She just won. I don't even know how she managed to win another term, but she did. So I guess she's still popular in Maine. Put some pressure on her. You know, she's not young and she's very wealthy. So the worst that can happen is she would lose. But obviously she didn't lose last time when people put pressure on her not to vote for Kavanaugh, and she still did, and to vote for the impeachment. Well, she did vote for the second impeachment. She didn't vote for the first one. I'll give her that. But I think putting some pressure on some of these people might help. It might help. I don't know. But try it. And I'm telling people, I mean, I live in New York, so I have two Democratic senators, and they're both on board for voting rights and to carve out the filibuster. But some people need some pressure, and it's up to constituents to do it. So that's your job if you're a constituent in those states. Put some pressure on your senators, and let's do it today. But you can't blame it all on Biden. You just can't. I mean, I'm not saying he's off the hook completely, but I think it's wrong, and it's very wrong for base voters and activists to give up on Biden and give up on the agenda, because you're going to wind up getting something that you're really not going to like. And we're all really not going to like, if you know what I mean. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Greg, Potnet chat box. You're on Fire Day, AB. Thanks, love the music. And you're so right about voting rights. MLK rolling over in his grave. Yeah, I can't wait for the hypocrisy to start kicking in with the Republicans. I mean, it was bad enough with Sinema, and they're all going to come out with great accolades for Martin Luther King, what he stood for. There are also, on the other side, I should say, Black Lives Matter, Black Votes Matter. Was it Latasha Brown? I think she's the head of that. They're organizing marches right now through places, Arizona, other places, in support of voting rights. So there's a lot of pressure being placed, and that's important pressure. I'm not saying not, but don't give up on Joe Biden, and don't give up on the fact that he's doing the darndest that he can. Yes, people say he should have prioritized that first. Well, we had COVID raging. He did pass a package. Again, the messaging with the Democrats is ridiculous in my mind. They don't know how to do it. I wish someone would help them. I mean, there are a lot of people who say they're Democrats or Democrats adjacent, like Donnie Deutsch, who's a marketing guy who goes on MSNBC sometimes. He says, Biden, the messaging is off. I'm saying, Donnie, help him. Help him with the messaging. Supposedly there's so many Hollywood elites, whatever that means, who are in the Democratic Party. Come up with the storytelling and the branding, because they have done some good things. The COVID relief package was important. The infrastructure bill is important. Yes, we don't have Bob Benner yet because we have some obstruction, because we have Joe Manchin. We've got to get more Democrats in there, not less, and more progressive-type Democrats. So let's work on that and not blame it all on Joe Biden, but let the Democrats and the Biden administration sell their story a little bit better. And by the way, the child tax credit, which would have been which expired and would have been in place in perpetuity in Build Back Better, expired, and people now, as of today, I think, this week or next week, they're going to have not get it. And that's going to hurt a lot of families, because that did lift people out of poverty. It shouldn't be a temporary fix. It should be a permanent one. We got to work for that. The article that was out, I guess the Wall Street Journal, an editorial about Hillary Clinton making a comeback in 2024, I find absurd. I'm a Hillary Clinton fan. I voted for her. I admire her in oh so many ways. But leave the woman alone. Let her enjoy her retirement. She's in her 70s. All these people they're talking about running against Trump. Trump is a year older or 2 years older than she is. And Biden, of course, a couple years older than that. Where are the new young people coming out in terms of the matchup for 2024? I don't see it happening for Hillary. I just don't. She regains popularity when she's not running, so people like her now. She wrote a mystery novel. She goes on talk shows. She shows her true warm personality that comes through. But back in the election game, I think the right wing will have a heyday, and Trump will have a heyday. And by the way, I don't think it's going to matter. You know, I keep saying, well, give Biden and Harris a chance. They haven't even been to the first full year mark. But besides that, if it's going to be somebody else, let's pick somebody younger. Let's pick a new generation of leadership. But it doesn't matter who we pick if you can't get the votes counted. So the voting rights has got to be front and center, and we've got to work on it with some urgency. Democrats have to push at all levels, but don't abandon Biden and Harris. For what? What's the alternative? You're going to go back to Trumplandia? That's not where we want to be either. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, as we try to reach a higher ground in honor of Martin Luther King. Today and every day, here's Stevie Wonder. I'm Amy the Tharkley Show.
Recognize that there are ties between us, all men and women living on the earth. Ties of hope and love, sister and brotherhood. That we are bound together in our desire to see the world become a place in which our children can grow free and strong. We are bound together by the task that stands before us and the road that lies ahead. We are bound and we are bound.
The There is a feeling like the clenching of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest.
Shed a little light, oh Lord.
Shed a little light, oh Lord.
So that we can see.
Oh, now.
Just a little light, oh Lord.
Just a little light, oh Lord.
Wanna spend it on us.
Spend it on us, oh Lord.
Spend it on us, oh Lord.
Yeah, now.
Wanna walk it on down.
Wanna share a little
share
light.
Send this one out to the kids that marched in Seattle. And then we're at the Seattle Center.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it this soon. You'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, well then you'd better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing. And all you writers and critics, prophesize with your pen. Yeah, well, keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. Or the loser right now might be later. And the times, they are a-changing. All you senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't you stand in your doorway, don't lock up your hall. For he who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. and that battle outside that region will soon be rattling your windows and shaking your walls for the time they are changing. Oh, you mothers and fathers from across the land, well, don't criticize what you can't understand, 'cause your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. And your
discover new music. I thought I saw him walking up. Oh.
classic tribute to three, make it four greats on the Andy Dothargo Show in honor of Martin Luther King Day, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., of course, and Bobby Kennedy. Abraham, Martin, and John. All the good ones are gone. We got to try to fight in their name and do it well and put the hypocrisy aside. Other great songs, Brandi Carlile doing a great version of a Bob Dylan classic, The Times They Are Changing, captured live in Seattle. James Taylor's beautiful homage to Martin Luther King and Shed a Little Light. Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground. We keep aspiring. We keep trying. Let's do it. Put pressure on everyone you can, and that includes red state senators. If you live in a red state, put some pressure on your red state folks, because it's not just about Manchin and Sinema. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet Chatbox, should you find yourself joining us live for the Saturday, January 15th ride. Dim on in the Potnet chat box actually says, hey, AB, love the show. I know you're so right about voting. It doesn't seem like the Democrats have enough urgency, though. Where is Schumer and his fire? Well, Schumer's trying. He's no firebrand, though. I have to say he's disappointing. He's no Pelosi, that's for sure. He's not even a Mitch McConnell. I don't know why people follow Mitch McConnell. It's not like he's so charismatic, but he's strategic. He knows how to wield the power in the government, and he gets the Republicans to go into lockstep. Apparently, there has been some reports about, well, it's known that McConnell really despises Trump, but he goes along with the gag to get what he can out of it. I mean, one day he exonerates him and says he should be prosecuted. The next day he goes on Fox News and says if he's the candidate, I'll support him. So he knows to play both ends to the middle and then crawl back into his shell. But Lindsey Graham says if McConnell's on the same page with Trump and doesn't have a good relationship with him, he won't support him as majority leader, to which I say, let's not jump at things. Let's hope Schumer can hold on and we can actually gain ground in the Senate, because you see the bumper crop of Lulus they're putting up in the possibly Lulus. I guess they got a primary to run first. So people like Dr. Oz, Herschel Walker, all these beauties who don't have any experience, but beyond that, they don't seem to have much of a conscience or a sense of what they're supposed to be doing. They're just toadies to Trump. And if those folks get in, they're going to be more extreme. It's like the House with the QAnon crazies. So you got to vote for more Democrats. We have to be on board. Don't want to lose our enthusiasm. But my fear is not just the enthusiasm gap and people not showing up at the polls. It's once you show up, are they going to actually count the votes? As we said, this not-so-slow-moving coup is going on as we speak throughout all the states with no bipartisan support, but partisanship in the states that are run by red-controlled, Republican-controlled state assemblies and houses. They're putting through these measures that are very draconian, but besides the suppression of a vote, which is bad enough because some people will vote anyway and jump through hoops and all that, as they proved in 2020, they're going to just subvert the vote and throw out the votes if we don't like them. So if you win, if we win, we win, and if you win, we still win, because we're rigging it. I mean, I don't understand why people are not more concerned about that. I know some people are, but some people are throwing up their hands and just blaming Biden. It's not just Biden. It's all of these people going along with it, and we have to hold their feet to the fire, too, I think. Twitter, AB Wrights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. A lot of folks are chiming in about the voting rights. Carlo sends me a missive attached to Reverend Dr. William Barber, who is the head of the Poor People's Movement, a very eloquent man who wrote, who apparently sent out a tweet, I guess, earlier today, but said, this is not Biden versus Manchin and Sinema. This is Manchin and Sinema versus the 140 million poor and low-income people in this country and 56 million Americans who use methods to vote in 2020 that are now under attack. Exactly. It's all of us who should care about this. And frankly, it shouldn't matter whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, independent. It should matter. Voting should be in your American DNA. Everybody should care about it. And if they can take it away from one group, they can take it away from you next. Have we not learned anything from fascism in the past? Because that's where we're headed. On the other hand, people say what they want. Look at Mitt Romney, who was one of the reasonable Republicans. He's the only Republican who voted for impeachment twice on Trump. But he actually got up on the floor of the Senate after Biden's speech on voting and called Biden divisive. He called him as divisive as Trump. How is he divisive by calling out hypocrisy? I mean, because he shows a backbone, he's divisive? I mean, come on, he's trying to be conciliatory. The problem with Biden, I think, frankly, is he's too decent and too reasonable, and he remembers when the Senate actually worked, when it functioned, and they actually made compromises, and both sides could agree on things like voting rights, because they did. Under George W. Bush, they voted for the voting rights under a bipartisan measure. But now we're so divided that you can't yield. You have to be in one camp or the other, and that to me is outrageous and shows dysfunction of the first order. How are we going to get back to the point where we can have that conciliation and compromise? That's what Biden ran on. Yes, he ran on that, but it's not working because he doesn't get any give from the other side. There are people in there that he can put pressure on, and I agree with that, the tweet that we had earlier. put pressure on some of these quote-unquote reasonable people. Come on, Collins. Come on, Murkowski, Romney, and these folks that are retiring. Let's do it. Let's do it. And as constituents, you can do it if you live in those states as well. That's what we can do, put pressure on it, because that's what's going to work. There was an article, the op-ed, that is stirring up this whole idea that Hillary Clinton is going to run again in 2024 by two guys who are, you know, center-right Democrats, Doug Schoen, who also looks like he's 100 years old. And I'm not complaining about people being old. That's not the issue. It's just that sometimes you need new blood. Andrew Stein, they're reading the room as, and this is something I've heard before, the country is basically center-right. I don't believe that's true. The governing parties on both ends have always been kind of center-right. But the people are not. People want what's in the Build Back Better plan. If you look at it, regardless of party, most people want those provisions. So why would you, even if you're a Republican, why would you support your senator who voted against it or who was blocking it? That's my point. People want something. You have to have pressure. The only way these people care, they obviously only care about their jobs. They want to keep their gig, which is crazy in the Senate, because the whole point of the Senate was as a six-year term. And again, as I said, most of these people are pretty old and pretty rich. So the worst that can happen is they would lose, but they're not even up for re-election, most of these people. Or a couple of them are retiring, as we said. So it's mystifying, if you know what I mean. Shelby says, if you have to enact laws to prevent people from voting so you can win an election, you're not a legitimate party. You're an illegal regime. Well, that's it. We're headed towards fascism, and unfortunately, I don't know. I won't say I would give up on it. You can try to fight for it to come back, but it's going to take a while. And I think there's all this stuff that's being fueled and ginned up by the very right wing. That is the white panic of the demographic shifts and changes. People have got to act in consort, but don't give up on the Democratic Party, because that's your only hope right now. That doesn't mean don't question it and don't demand things, but you can't demand something from Joe Biden that he can't deliver on. He's trying. Goodness knows this man is trying. I think so. That's my opinion. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also available to you as we embrace our colder weather with scarves and sweaters and hot chocolate and snowshoes. Here's a goodie from the Zac Brown Band. Weigh in. I'm Amy Bittner.
She'd say Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And then the waitress eyes he sees, the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. Said I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said you're a rambling man, you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, baby. Yeah. when I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together, and I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then.
Sunday I go to clear away the snow and green the ground below. April all I know and shine away. Is this the better way to spend the day? Keeping the winter at bay. What were the words I meant to say before you left? When I could see your breath sweep where you were going to. Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh. How I lived a childhood in snow and all my teens in tow, stuffed in strata of clothes. Pale the winter days after dark, wandering the gray memorial park, a fleeting beating of heart. What were the words I meant to say before she left? When I could see her breath leap where she was going to. Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January. Oh, January,
a wintry song from a band with a seasonal name, the Decemberists. And January Hymn on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Also, January Wedding from the Abbott Brothers and, or it's the Avett Brothers, I'm not sure. And Zach Brown Band doing Colder Weather with a wink and a nod to Petra and to Stewie, both Hordier regulars with nice words via Twitter in the PopNet chat box, respectively. Love it when you guys play with me in real time. You know I do. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcasts. So listen when it works for you. We have select editions to Arts Radio Network, PopNet, and also on PodStream, all roads leading back to our website, amybetharkowee.com, where you can chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests, and your success stories with the Inspiration to Action Challenge. We gave you a primer last week, and it's a place that helps some folks reconnect with their inner artists. I'm always so happy when I hear from folks who say it's working for them, like Claudia in Knoxville, Tennessee, who says, thank you so much. I'm writing again, painting too. Well, thank you, Claudia. Keep at it, please, and please keep us posted. The Inspiration to Action Challenge, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out, because you know what? You're working hard, and sometimes you're working by yourself. It's great to get that acknowledgement. You're also spiriting other folks on to give it a shot and to dip into that creative well. So reach out if you need a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is always on me. I'll give you a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks. The thing is, we have to give me about 2 to 3 weeks because I get pretty busy, but I'll do so. Either way, please reach out via the website, amybetharkawee, A-R-K-A-W-E-Y.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, you can check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, available on ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. There are other compilations and goodies available. And as we said, you can chime in with your guest suggestions, big story, and forgotten 45 requests. Links to the podcast and social media connections, too. It's a one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkowee.com. So paying tribute to some of the folks that we lost, we heard from Ronnie Spector and Jim Croce, who we lost oh so many years ago, would have turned 79 on January 10th, and he is an amazing storyteller. And if you think about it, he died at 30. He left behind three huge albums and the final double compendium they put together. And I had them all as a kid. I was just so taken with his stories and the characters he created. I just think about It's mind-boggling to how many more stories and characters he could have created had he lived. So you do what you can while you're here. But it's also kind of surprising to me that they haven't had one of those star-studded compilations, you know, that they do for a lot of people, tributes, other artists performing his great story songs. I'm sure it must be in the offing. A.J. Croce, his son, who is a musician himself, did put out a missive via social media this week, said something about being on the lookout for more and new music, so maybe there is something like that happening. Also, there's a movement afoot to get him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I say, yeah, if Cat Stevens is in, certainly he should be. Is Harry Chapin in? Because he should be in, too. You talk about folks who died young but left behind these great stories. So many great stories from Jim Croce. Here's one of the classics, big hit, too, back in the 70s. It's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown on the Annie Beth Arkell Show. A fun song. It'll make you feel good, right? Dance around.
Praying for a little breeze. across her arms, hiding all the latest charms. Lady Godiva, she found fame and made her name, a Hollywood director came into town and said to her, how'd you like to be a star? You're a girl who could go far, especially dressed the way you are. She smiled at him, gave her pretty head a shake. That was Lady G's mistake. He directs Certificate X, and people now are craning their necks to see her. 'Cause she's a star, one that everybody knows. Finished with the striptease shows, now she can't afford her clothes. Her long blonde hair on the barber's floor, doesn't need it long anymore. Lady Godiva.
And a couple of characters in that set, Peter and Gordon and Lady Godiva, Maud theme. Talk about a character, a song that, by the way, was penned by Dave Grusin on music and the songwriting husband and wife team of Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Marilyn passed away last week at the age of 93, known for lots of great Broadway and movie themes, including The Way We Were, for which they won the Oscar along with Marvin Hamlisch for Song of the Year. And, of course, Jim Croce, Bad Bad, Leroy Brown. Dig deep into the archives, Spotify, and YouTube, wherever you get your music, and you can discover, oh, so many great story songs from the great late Jim Croce. This is the end of the Dark Week Show. Thank you so much for joining us. TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, NL headquarters for keeping us moving, and thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, wear your mask, vaccinate, and come back and see us. On the end of the Dark Week Show, as we reach higher ground on the official Martin Luther King Day with the Blind Boys of Alabama. Take care. I love you all.